Good government and reform groups are weighing in on the New York State budget that the Senate passed Sunday. The $153 billion budget includes a variety of policies, which some say is par for the course and others say is too much in the wrong place. The state budget includes provisions to provide tuition-free public college for middle-class students whose families earn up to $125,000 a year, expand ride-sharing to upstate New York, provide budget flexibility to react to potential loss of federal aid, and raise the age of criminal responsibility to 18, to name a few. Karen Scharf is executive director of Citizen Action of New York.
I think instead of preparing to protect our communities from Trump's budget cuts by having a fair tax system, really raising the taxes on millionaires and billionaires that would allow New York State to do what it needs to do for all New Yorkers, the governor instead was focused on making sure that he could fast-track future state cuts when federal cuts come down. And that's really the opposite of what was needed and the opposite of what the legislature, I think, really wanted.
Dick Dady is executive director of Citizens Union. He expands on Governor Andrew Cuomo's power concerning future budget cuts.
The legislature has to come up with its own plan within 90 days of the governor's plan in order for that to trump the governor's plan. But in order for that to happen, the Senate and the Assembly have to agree, and that's going to be a very tall order. And that gives the governor a very strong hand in determining what those budget cuts are and determining them by himself.
Dady would rather see the following.
Ideally, we would like to see the Senate and the Assembly and the governor together decide what those cuts are, just like the governor and the legislature agree on what the state budget should be.
Citizen Action's Scharf praises two of the budget's components in particular.
Thanks to the grassroots organizing that happened all across the state and the strong push by the state assembly led by Speaker Hastie, New York really took a step into the future by raising the age of criminal prosecution and also by providing additional foundation aid for our public schools. And those are two really important advances in the budget. Hopefully that will mean in the future that we can begin to really address the significant additional needs of our public schools.
Meanwhile, Dady questions the need for deciding such issues as ride sharing and raise the age in the budget.
Establishing a statewide hate crimes task force, which only cost $1 million, but that had to be decided as a matter of policy. These are important issues that the state should make a decision on, but I'm not sure why they all need to be grouped together and decided as the budget, other than it gives the governor and the other stakeholders who want these issues addressed greater leverage to have these decided during the state budget process. But that's not how our state government should function. I mean, just there's too much trying to be accomplished during the state budget approval that everything is being loaded onto it like lights on a Christmas tree.
Republican Fishkill Assemblyman Kieran Lawler says there were items in the budget that did not belong.
If it's not about taxing and spending, if it's not budgetary in nature, it shouldn't be part of the budget. Whether it's something I approve of or not, for example, rideshare, I approve of it, I like it, but it shouldn't have been a part of the budget because it's not budgetary.
Again, Scharf.
I think from a, point of view of good government and citizens having a voice, it would be better if some of these policy issues were dealt with in a way where there was more time and more opportunity for the public to weigh in. But in reality, when you're trying to reach a budget agreement among two houses and the governor, the budget is the place where a lot of those policy discussions are always going to happen.
Cuomo says the 2018 state budget advances his Middle Class Recovery Act. It also holds spending growth to 2%. And the budget invests $2.5 billion in the Clean Water Infrastructure Act and includes $70 million for statewide tourism. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau on the campus of Vassar College, I'm Hudson Valley Bureau Chief Allison Dunn.